Monstrous Regiment by Terry Pratchett, read by Tony Robinson. Polly cut off her hair in front of the mirror, feeling slightly guilty about not feeling very guilty about doing so. Everyone said her hair was beautiful, but she'd always told herself it was wasted on her. If she would admit to any strong emotion at this time, it was sheer annoyance that a haircut was all she needed to pass for a young man. She didn't even need to bind up her bosom, which she'd heard was the normal practice. Nature had seen to it that she barely had any problems in this area. The effect that the scissors had had was erratic, but it'd do. But she did feel cold on the back of her neck, and only partly because of the loss of her long hair. It was also because of the stare. The Duchess watched her from above her bed. It was a poor woodcut, hand-coloured, of a plain middle-aged woman whose sagging chin and blank, slightly bulging eyes gave the cynical the feeling that someone had put a large fish in a dress. It was a face you found in every home. In Borogravia, you grew up with the Duchess watching you. Polly knew her parents had one in their room, and when her mother was alive, she used to curtsy to it every night. Polly reached up and turned this picture so that it faced the wall. She'd made up her mind. Then she dressed herself in her brother's clothes, put the note on her bed, picked up her pack and climbed out of the window. At least, Polly climbed out of the window. It was Oliver's feet that landed lightly on the ground. Dawn was turning the dark world into monochrome when she slipped across the inn's yard. The Duchess watched her from the inn sign, too, but the sign hadn't been repainted this year, and a bird dropping had given her a squint. Polly knew that Widow Clambers had stayed overnight. According to Polly's father, it had been raining too hard for her to go home, and Polly hoped for his sake she'd stay every night. Eva Clambers was a warm-hearted lady, and his wife's long illness and Paul's long absence had taken a lot out of her father. She let herself out of the gate and headed uphill through the waking town. Smoke and steam were already rising from the laundry of the girls' working school, which hung over the town like a threat, big and grey. When she was small, she'd been told that this was where the bad girls went. But she turned her back on it and set off between the trees, which were full of birdsong. Forget you were ever Polly. Think young male, that was the thing. Fart loudly and with self-satisfaction, never hug anyone, and if you meet a friend, punch them. And then there was the walk to master. Women swung only their hips. Young men swung everything from the shoulders down. Try to occupy a lot of space. It makes you look bigger, like a tomcat fluffing his tail. The thunderstorm came as she hurried along the trail, but the trees gave her some protection. There was no time to wait out the weather, anyway. The recruiting party would be in Pelun, where no one knew her, and there she could enlist. No lads had been recruited back in Munz this time. Too many had left over the last few years, and not enough had come back. Or of the ones who had come back, sometimes not enough had come back. The big fat sergeant and his greasy little corporal could bang the big drum all they liked. Munz was running out of sons almost as fast as it accumulated widows. The afternoon hung heavy and humid, but it was downhill all the way now, and towards sunset she spotted the inn and the recruiting sergeant's cart. There was always a war. Borogravia was a peace-loving country in the midst of treacherous, devious and warlike enemies. They had to be treacherous, devious and warlike, otherwise we wouldn't be fighting them, eh? So there was always a war. And Polly's father had been in the army before he took over the Duchess. He didn't talk about it much. He'd brought his sword back with him, but instead of hanging it over the fireplace, he used it to poke the fire. But sometimes old friends would turn up, and when the bars were shut for the night, they'd gather round the fire and drink and sing.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?